With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Democratic candidate for Congress Rob Quist today released his first quarter of 2017 fundraising total. Here's Quist at a campaign event in Great Falls.
Just yesterday, we crested $1.3 million in contributions.
Quist says he raised nearly $1 million in March alone via more than 22,000 individual contributions, with an average donation of $40 each. Candidates aren't required to report campaign contributions for another month. The Quist campaign called on his Republican opponent, Greg Gianforte, to release his fundraising numbers early, too. In the November governor's race, Democrats painted Gianforte as an outsider trying to buy the election. Quist is continuing that narrative and portraying himself as a homegrown grassroots candidate. There is no evidence that the National Democratic Party is spending on Quist's behalf, but groups affiliated with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders are backing him. A National Republican super PAC has spent at least $700,000 on television ads for Gianforte. The Quist campaign today hinted that they expect Bernie Sanders to make an appearance in Montana on Quist's behalf. Montana lawmakers have moved forward on a pair of proposals aimed at combating the spread of zebra mussels. The Senate today overwhelmingly endorsed the creation of a council that would spearhead the battle against the invasive species. Meanwhile, the House advanced a proposal that would raise $15.5 million for the effort over 2 years through increased fishing license fees and a new fee on hydroelectric facilities. Last fall, Governor Steve Bullock declared a statewide emergency for lakes and other bodies of water after the discovery of zebra mussel larvae for the first time. U.S. Senator John Tester has his first challenger in the 2018 Montana elections. Republican State Senator Albert Olszewski said today he will run for Tester's seat. Olszewski is an orthopedic surgeon who lives in Kalispell. He served one term in the state House from 2015 to 2017 and is in the first term in the state Senate. Today, Chris Meager, spokesman for the Montana Democratic Party, released the following statement on the announcement. Quote, Al Olszewski may be one of the most radical politicians in the state legislature, and his agenda would hurt Montana's women and families. Montanans don't want politicians like Olszewski and the federal government getting between women and their doctors, and he's drawn for Montana, unquote. No other Republican has yet emerged as a challenger to Tester, a two-term Democrat. The state Republican Party had expected former U.S. Representative Ryan Zinke to take on Tester before President Donald Trump picked him to be Interior Secretary. Attorney General Tim Fox and State Auditor Matthew Rosendale are also considered possible candidates, though neither has made a decision yet. Interior Department officials say they have transferred the full $60 million into a scholarship fund agreed to under a government settlement with Native American landowners. It's part of the $3.4 billion settlement led by the late Blackfeet tribal member Eloise Cobell, who sued over decades of lost and mismanaged royalties the government owed to American Indian landowners across the nation. Interior officials said today the final transfer was made to the Fund for Native American Technical Training and Higher Education. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke said in a statement, the program advances President Donald Trump's commitment to tribal sovereignty and education. The program and the settlement were finalized in 2012 under then-President Barack Obama's administration. The statement says $5.25 million has been awarded to nearly 1,000 students so far. I'm Rachel Kramer, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Nate Hedgie. A judge won't delay the printing and mailing of ballots for three minor party and independent candidates who are suing to run in Montana's special congressional election. Thomas Breck of the Green Party and independents Steve Kelly and Doug Campbell are suing to be added to the ballot in the May 25th election to serve the remainder of former U.S. Representative Ryan Zinke's term. Judge Morris declined to add their names, but he lowered the threshold for minor party and independent candidates to qualify from 14,268 voter signatures to 400 signatures. None of the three had gathered that many signatures by the March 6th deadline. The three men had asked Morris for an injunction while their case is before the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. A Senate committee has trimmed a proposed increase to the state's fuel tax previously passed by the Montana House to pay for road and bridge projects. The committee today approved raising the gas tax 4.5 cents a gallon beginning this summer and gradually increasing to 6 cents by mid-2022. The diesel tax would go up 1.5 cents this summer and eventually rise to 2 cents. The bill passed by the House would have raised the taxes less. The amended bill also includes a fee increase on vehicle registrations and a new Ferrari tax on cars and recreational vehicles worth more than $150,000. The changes, if approved, would raise more than $37 million for construction projects. a long-standing agreement between tribes and counties in the Flathead Valley about how to prosecute crimes on the Flathead Reservation will continue after legislators tabled a bill yesterday that would have allowed the tribes to back out. Nikki Willette reports.
Last year, Lake County commissioners signed a resolution asking the legislature to dissolve Public Law 280, which allows Lake County to prosecute Native American tribal members who are usually tried in federal court. The commissioners say the agreement has become a financial burden in recent years. House Bill 310, sponsored by a cutbank Democrat, would have given the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes the option to pull out of the law. The Flathead Reservation is the only reservation in Montana with this voluntary agreement. Representative Bill Harris, a Republican from Winnet, spoke against HB 310 at Monday's vote before it was tabled.
I think what these parties need to do is get together and come up with a consensus that they all agree on and then bring it to us instead of parts and pieces.
Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribal Chairman Vernon Finley spoke in favor of the bill in March, saying it would provide avenues for continued study and negotiation. Lake County Sheriff Don Bell wrote earlier this year that he's against breaking up the agreement. A bill that would have required the state to cover the county's expenses under the agreement failed earlier this session, which means it will continue under its current parameters. I'm Nikki Willette, Montana Public Radio.